All right. Anyway, tonight's daf is sponsored by Nathan Rosenblatt, Lilu Nesham of his father, Shmuel Aaron Ben Baruch, Zechor Lebracha. That's Mr. Simon Rosenblatt. Okay, we're on Daf Dalet tonight. Let me go over from yesterday's daf. So yesterday we were in discussion about David HaMelech and how he directed his counselors to go to war, and they would first consult with Achitofel, who was the advisor, then they would consult with the Sanhedrin, so they would get permission, and that the Sanhedrin would pray for them, and then they would ask the Urim Tumim if they'll be successful in the war. So then we mentioned that the Kreti and the Pleti, Rashi learns, is on line 4 in Daf Dalet and Aleph. Rashi learned on 4a. So Rashi learned that Kreti and Pleti is a reference to the Urim and Tumim, but the Tosfos, this is what I want to pick up, Tosfos learns Kreti and Pleti is a reference to the Sanhedrin. If you look in Tosfos, the top Tosfos, 6 lines from the bottom, Upirish Rabbeinu Tam, the Kreti and Pleti, Hainu Sanhedrin. And, you know, there's a famous sefer, the Kreti and Pleti, it's by Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshutz. So anyway, so he says here, Hainu Sanhedrin, Shekortim Devreim Lamitan, they, you know, determine, you know, the MS in their words, Upleti Shemuflim Bahora, they're like exceptional in their rulings. So back in the Gemara, then on line 5 in the Gemara, Vacharkach starts Velamelch Yoav. And then the Pasuk was listing everybody, then you have the general, that's Yoav. Amr Rav Yitzchak bar Ada, Amri Lo, Amr Rav Yitzchak bar Eid Rav Idi, Maikra. What's the pasuk that supports the fact that David HaMelech would get up at midnight each night? It says, Ura Kavodi, you all know this, it's a song, right? Ura Kavodi, Ura HaNevel V'chinor, Aira Shachar. Like, Ura Kavodi, in other words, my kavod is to get up in the middle of the night. Ura nevachinur aira hashachar. I'm going to awaken the morning. I'll awaken the morning star. Okay. Now, earlier the Gemara had mentioned about the idea of kachatzot halayla, and the Gemara said that Moshe Rabbeinu was not certain when chatzot was. Moshe didn't know when Chatzot was, the Gemara talking. And David had a siman to tell him when it was Chatzot. So now the Gemara has a different shot. Reb Zeira Amar, Moshe Le'olam HaVigada. But no, Moshe Rabbeinu always knew when Chatzot was. Chatzot means midnight. But David Nami HaVigada. David also knew when Chatzot was. But came to David HaVigada, Kinur Lamalei. So why did he need the Kinur? Why did he need the harp that was playing at Chatzot? Lit Urei Mishnate. In other words, that was just to wake him up. Became a Demosha Habiyada Lamalei the Maimar Kachatzot. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu say Kachatzot, which we think means around midnight? Why do you say that? Moshe Ksavar Shemitu It's Tagdini Paro. I think this is what people are familiar with from Rashi and Chumash. Moshe was afraid that Paro's astrologers, and you know, they're also like the astronomers of the time. He says, "V'yomer Moshe Badaihu." He'll say Moshe Rabbeinu was a liar. Moshe Rabbeinu says Makkah Bechor was going to be at midnight, and it was, you know, 5 seconds after midnight. He made a big mistake. He says, "Da Amar Mar Lamad Lashon Chalamar Eini Odea." So there's a member from Chazal. A person should be accustomed to always saying, "I don't know." Here in America, everybody's just the opposite. I know. Whatever the kasha is, you know, the get, I know the answer to this, whether it's kosher get or not. I don't even know they haven't studied getting or anything like that. I know whether this is permissible on Shabbos. I know whether it's mamzerus or not, even though they know nothing. Everybody knows everything. So here, Chazal say punk faker. Chazal teach us, person should always say, Eini Odeya, Shematit Badevateaches, because maybe he's going to make a mistake, and then it'll come out like it's not MS what he said. Ravashi Amar, now another pshat, Ravashi Amar, Bapal Gaort Tleser Nagi or Besor Habakoi, that Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking, it means on leaving the 13th of Nisan on the night of the 14th. So Makkah Bechor is going to be the night of the 15th. So he's speaking 24 hours before. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking. He says, Habakoi, Bahaki Kamar Moshe Israel. So Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Israel, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Lamachar Kachatzot Alayla Kia Idna Niyotze B'Tilch Mitzrayim. Kachatzot doesn't mean around midnight, it means like this midnight. In other words, right now it's midnight, Kachatzot. In other words, like this time tomorrow, Hashem is going to strike. Okay, another pshat. All right. Now, we spoke about, we're getting off on a tangent here. We started off with the Mishmarot, the Ashmarot and Laila, and then we said, but was there 3 Ashmarot, 4 Ashmarot, and then we said how David HaMelech got up in the middle of the night, and that was a raya for Shmarot, right. That was for the Shita of Rebbe, that there were four Mishmarot during the night. Yeah, so let's take a look. So the Gemara says on the third wide line from the top, L'David shamranafshi ki chasirani. For David, a psalm, shamranafshi, like guard my soul, ki chasirani, because I'm a pious person. Levi Rebbe Yitzchak, so Levi Rebbe Yitzchak of Machloket about understanding this pasuk. Chanamar, Kachamar, David, Lunei, Kaddish Baruch Hu. One says, this is what David said before, Kaddish Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalolam, Lo Chasirani, Shkol Malchei, Mizrach Umarav, Yisheni, Machlo Shod. He says, am I not pious? And the way they had in the art scroll was to say that, like Shmuel, when he told them about appointing a king, said to them, like, you shouldn't appoint a king to be like the nations of the earth. In other words, you shouldn't, like, try to emulate them. So David is saying, I'm not like the nations of the earth. He says, I'm a king of a different quality. He says, Shkol Malchei Mizrach Umarav Yisheinu Shlosha Od. All the other kings, they sleep late every day to Shlosha Od. A lot of people today sleep even more than that. But it means, like if 6 to 6 days would be, like, 9 o'clock would be the end of the third hour. Va'ani, as far as I'm concerned, as I'm involved, David Amel says, Chatzot Laila Kumlo Dot Lecha. I get up in the middle of the night to give you praise. That's one shot. The Idach, again, we have Machlokin Levi Rabbi Yitzchak. The Idach, the other one says, Kachamar David Lenei Kaddish Baruch Hu. This is what David said before. Kaddish Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom, Lo Chasirani, am I not pious? Shekol Malchei Mizrach Umarav Yoshvim Agudot Ogudot Bechodam. They all sit, like, with their minions, like, with their kavod. Va'ani, in other words, like, they have, like, a regal court, and the whole court's there. As far as me, I get into the dirty work, so to speak. Like, my hands are filled with blood, and shvir is like the embryo. We'll explain it. Ubishilya, the afterbirth. It means kidel tahir isha lebal. It means we studied this in Nida not so long ago. Remember, if a woman miscarries, so if there was a fetus there, so then she's Tameya for 7 and 14 days. So he's trying to be Mavarer. Was that the case with her? In which case, she's got like a mandatory 7 or 14 days of Tuma. V'lo'od, el kol man sheni osan, ninimlach b'mfiboshet, Rabbi. Everything I do, I consult with Mephiboshet, my Rebbe. He says, v'omer lo, I say to him, Mephiboshet, Rabbi, yefet danti, did I do properly? Yefet chiyavti, did I, properly judge the case? Chiyavti, Rashi says, is shayach b'dinim monot and dinim nefasho, with money and capital cases. Yefet zachiti, yefet tiharti, was I mezakeh, also that's dinim nefashot and dinim monot and dinim nefashot. He says, yefet timeti v'lo boshti, did I mitame properly? V'lo boshti, I wasn't embarrassed to consult my Rebbe. It's a nice idea, a person should consult their Rebbe. So now, I'm Rabbi Yoshua b'reid Ravidi, my kroa. What's the pasuk that supports this? So it's a pasuk in Tehillim, says we wish that was written by David Melech. But Adabra be'idotecha neged malachim v'lo evosh, that I'll speak about your testimonies, your laws before kings v'lo evosh. I won't be embarrassed. So kings, they take it here, means mifiboshet. And Chazal calls the Archbishop mentioned this is a Gemara in Gittin. It says man malchei rabbanan. Who are the real kings, the rabbis? So he says, so that's what it means mifiboshet. He says. So he says, so I'll discuss the halacha with Mephibosheth, and I won't be embarrassed. So Tana Braisa, lo Mephibosheth Shmo, el Yishboshet Shmo. Now, I should say to you, now, you remember in Tanakh, there's a Mephibosheth that's mentioned in Tanakh.
The son of Shaul?
No, the son of Yehonatan, son of Shaul, right, Shaul's grandson, right. Yeah. So remember, Shaul has a grandson, Mephibosheth, who was crippled. I remember then David HaMelech, David HaMelech thought that he was aligned with Ishboshet or with Avshalom. David HaMelech thought that he was aligned with Avshalom when Avshalom had questioned the monarchy, and so he ended up cutting off him half of his Yerusha from him. So I don't know if this is the same Mephibosheth. He says here, Tana lo Mephibosheth Shmo el Ishboshet Shmo. His real name was Ishboshet, and there's an Ishboshet also in Tanakh, which is the son of Shaul. But Lamana Krash Shmo Mephibosheth Shema Mivayesh Penei David Bahalacha. He would cause David embarrassment in Halacha. In other words, David would be speaking, and Mephibosheth had his own Shitot. Now, if you look in Rashi,
he was his Rebbe.
Yeah, he was. But let's look at Rashi, six lines above where it gets wide. Mephibosheth it means mi pi boshet. In other words, like from my mouth comes embarrassment. B'divrei halacha yotzei mi pi v'yaboshet David shepamim haya toeh v'hu omer lo ta'ita. Sometimes David HaMelech would make a mistake. He says, no, you messed up with this halacha. So let's see back in the Gemara. So Shemut Poshet Shabbat Vaishpani David Balacha Lepicha Sacha David Yatsaimeno Kilav. Therefore David was Zoche and one of David's sons was Kilav. We'll see in a minute. But Amar of Yochanan, Lo Kilav Shmuel, Lo Daniel Shmuel. So Yochanan says his name was not Kilav, his name was Daniel. So Rashi points out there are two Psukim. There's one Pasuk in Shmuel Beit, which says that one of Abigail was one of David Melech's wives, was Kilav. And then, please, but I'll pause periodically, okay? Yeah. And then another pasuk in Divrei Yamim says that he had a son. In other words, the second son, according to Sefer Shmuel, was Kilav, but according to Divrei Yamim, the second son was Daniel. So see back in the Gemara. So he says, "V'yisis l'fichas achadavi v'asamen kilav." But Amar Rabbi Yochanan, "Lo kilav shmo, lo Daniel shmo." So Rabbi Yochanan says his real name wasn't Kilav; his real name was Daniel. But Lamed Krashmo Kilav. Why was he called Kilav? Kilav is the sobriquet. Shemachlim penei mefiboshet b'halacha. He, in return, if you look at Rashi, the first white line, Shemachlim penei mefiboshet. His name is Kilav. Kol av. In other words, Kilav is like kol av. Machlim et harav. In other words, like Kilav. He says Shaya Av Behoraot. In other words, the Rebbe is Mephibosheth, and he's called Av, like the father, like the chief of rulings. And Kill is like to embarrass. So he, in other words, so in other words, Mephibosheth would say to David, it sounds like you're totally wrong. You don't know what you're talking about. And then his son Kilav would say, no, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Here's the halakha this way, that way. So he says here, let's think back in the Gemara. He says, when he says, Kilav shall Kilav shall yamachlim penim b'moshe b'halakha, v'lav bar shlomo b'chochmatel. So concerning this son, Shlomo said in his wisdom, Shlomo was also a son of David HaMelech. This is a pasuk in Mishlei, Book of Proverbs. B'niim chacham li becha, ismach li bi gam ani. My son, if you're smart, I'll also be happy. It's like as if David HaMelech is speaking. V'omer chacham b'ni v'smach li bi v'ashiva chorfi davar. Like my son is so smart, and I'll be able to respond to the one who embarrasses me, like a board. Okay, so let's go further. Anybody, you want to say something? Do you want to say something before Oday? Mm-hmm. Oh, you're good.
Is
anyone?
Is there a problem passing the lach in front of your Rebbe?
So, if the Rebbe gives you Rishus, then certainly you could do it. And it depends how far away the Rebbe is from the Talmud, but another issue.
I think he was right there, though.
Yeah, no, but it could be that he wasn't right there. In other words, he says afterwards he would ask him, did I do this right or wrong? So it's not necessarily he was right there, but maybe the Rebbe gave him permission to judge the case. I don't know what to say.
Is the Rebbe always above the king?
It's not a question of it's like a king is in a different category. In other words, here he's ruling in a halacha. So in halacha he's a Talmud. The king is like a different when he's exercising like, you know, his political powers, it's a different piece, I would think.
But when David is extolling his own virtues, he's saying, and I have a Rebbe and I listen to the Rebbe.
Right.
So it doesn't sound like the other kings were so good at that.
Right, no, they're zero. Yeah. The other kings are zeros with that. Yeah, that's what David HaMelech is saying, that is virtue.
Now, Jewish kings or non-Jewish kings?
No, I think he's talking about non-Jewish kings. Non-Jewish kings, you know, that's what I think, non-Jewish kings. Yeah, all right. Now,
the Jewish kings were there.
Yeah, okay. This is for you, by the way, Mark. Okay, can you pass it to him? Okay, now, let's see further in the Gemara. Now we're 10 lines above the bottom on Dalet Amud Aleph, okay? But David mikar lenafshe chassid. Did David really call himself a chassid, like he was a pious person? V'aktiv, there's a pasuk that says, and you all know this from from L'David Hashemori. He says, Lehem atil rot b'tuv Hashem b'yaretz chayim. In other words, the only way I got through my difficulties in life, David Melech, I had all these enemies, everybody's chasing me, but I believed in like Hashem's justice and that I'm going to have olam haba. I'll have olam haba. So he says, V'tana shmeid Rabbi Yossi, lama nakud alulay. Atana taught in the name of Rabbi Yossi, why there are dots over the word lulay. In other words, in the actual sefer, would be dots on the word lulay. Amar David l'nei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam muftachni b'cha, shtam ashalim schar tov l'tzadikim l'ti labo. David said before Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm quite certain you're going to give proper reward for the tzaddikim in the future. Aval eini yodei im yesh li chelek b'neihem im lav. I don't know if I have a chelek amongst them or not. So here in one pasuk, David HaMelech is saying, I'm a chassid, right? David HaMelech says, what's the pasuk? The David Shamran Afshiki Chasidani. I'm a pious person. In this pasuk, he's saying, you know, I don't know. Lulei Hamanti. I don't know where I'm placed in life. So the Gemara says Shem Yigromachei. No. In other words, David HaMelech knew he was a chassid right now, but he was afraid, who knows what will happen tomorrow. Maybe I'll do an Aveira, and then I won't be a chassid anymore. He says, Kid Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, like Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi explains, the Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Rami, Tivi Nenochi Mach Shmarticha B'chol Asher Teleich, it says by Yaakov Avinu, Hashem says, I'm going to be with you, I'm going to guard you, like you'd say, for Zorknisht, don't worry. He says, Uchti Vayira Yaakov Ma'od. And notwithstanding that, when Yaakov goes to meet Esav, he's like, you know, all for tittered. He's afraid what's going to be. So how do you reconcile that? Hashem, if the Ribbono Shel Olam says, don't worry, I got you, then you're in good shape. But the reality is petrified. So Amar Shem Yigrom Achet, that Yaakov was afraid, maybe between the promise and now, you know, I didn't have a Eruk, Hashem's not too happy with me, and the promise is out the door. Kidatanya, like we learn in the Brisa, Adi Avoram Hashem, Adi Avoram Zukanita is a pasuk we say every morning in the Shira. He says, until your nation passes, until the nation passes that you've acquired. So it means, like, till Klal Yisrael enters Eretz Yisrael. So it says, Adi Avoram Hashem Zubi Rishona. So the first verb is referring to the first time Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, in time of Yeshua. Adi Avoram Zukanita Zubi Yishni, that's in time of Ezra. So it means that the Pasuk is creating a parallelism between the B'Rishon and the B'Yishniyah, between Klal Yisrael entering the time of Yeshua and Klal Yisrael entering the time of Ezra. He says, Mikan Amru Chachamim Rima Yisrael Le'asot Lehem Neis B'Mei Ezra K'derek Shnasam B'Mei Yoshua B'Nun, that Klal Yisrael was worthy that a miracle or miracles should occur to them in the time of Ezra, like it eternally Yeshua ben Nun. It was Yeshua ben Nun, the Yardane split. Yeshua ben Nun, the sun stopped in the sky. In other words, so it wasn't, it was basically Al Pi Teva, but there were more miracles that were happening, and they were able to go in. In time of Ezra, you know, they weren't able to have miracles, and they're going under, like, the, you know, the authority of the king of Persia, Koresh Melech Paras. El Shigaram Achet. In other words, that was the original plan, but they had so many Aveirot, it didn't play out. So let's take a look in Rashi, three lines to the bottom. He says, El Shigaram Achet, Velo Halchu El Bershit Koresh. They had to go only like with the permission of Koresh. In other words, it wasn't the same way Yeshua, they're on their own. V'chol yimei malchei paras tishtabdu lahem l'koresh l'chashverosh l'daryavash ha'achron. They were always subservient to the kings of Paras. So clearly that's an inferior, it's more of a situation than it was in the time of the B'Rishona. All right, who's any questions? Come to us. What do you got for me, Fern?
So how do we view promises from Hashem? Are they always conditional so that Shema Yigrom HaChet enters into it?
It seems that that's the way it seems. That's the way it seems.
It's never, I'm not doing better for you.
Yeah, it was like Hashem promises you something, then you know, you're eating on Yom Kippur.
You're
Mechal Shabbos, you're eating on Yom Kippur, you're, you know, Boel Shiksa, you know, so then it's going to change the scenario, it changes the whole complexion. All right, let's take a look. So, yeah, what's up? Another question? Yeah, what's up?
You know, what's just the Rashi before that? That Lavo B'Yad Rama, what does it say? Ruim Ha'elet Leso Lemnes.
Right, Lavo B'Yad Rama.
What does that mean?
Like Yad Rama was like with a like strong hand, and there was like they left Egypt. You know, Bnei Yisrael Yotzim Biad Ramah, the Pasuk says in the Parsha, they're leaving like with a strong hand. It was like with Nisim Gluyim when they leave Egypt. So that's the way it would be ruined to enter.
And that was the B'Rishona. Oh, okay.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Okay, good. Okay. No. All right, we're two lines to the bottom. All right. The Chachamim Omrim Ad Chatzot. Now, going back to the Mishnah that we did a few days ago, just 2 days ago, really. So we had three opinions in the Mishnah, right? We had Reb Lezer said that the Zman for Kriyat Shema is till the end of the Shmor Rishona. So remember, like 6 to 6, so it would be till 10 p.m. And then Rabbi Gamliel says Ad Shalom and Ashachar. So we remember Rashi explained, how did Rashi explain the machloket between them?
Everybody holds, they both hold the whole night, but it's the getter of the Chachamim.
Yeah, no, but, and what about, what did Reb Lezer hold?
Now?
No, that means Sfara. All right, remember we did this. Remember, it was Shachachah. They darshan the word, the Pasuk of Shachachah differently.
So, it says when you go to sleep.
Right.
Chachamim say the whole night, the whole, where anyone and we would be sleeping.
Right. Okay.
Verber gerund. Whether it's the whole time you're sleeping or
right, okay. So Reb Lezer holds, right, when people go to bed, so that he assumes is till 10 o'clock. And Rav Gamliel holds this the whole time people are lying in bed, which is the whole night. Now, let's see back in the Gemara. Now, Chachamim Omrim HaChatzot, Chachamim Kaman Sfir Lahu. Who do Chachamim hold like? Now, the only thing is difficult, in the Mishnah itself, it says that the Chachamim say till Chatzot, Kedilar Chikir Adam in Ave Ra. So it seems before the Mishnah. So why is the Gemara asking what the Chachamim hold like? So I saw in the Masifta Gemara, they quoted the Igros Moshe, that the Gemara is Mesupak. Maybe that's just Rabbi Gamliel's view of the Chachamim. Rabbi Gamliel takes it that way. Maybe the Chachamim don't actually hold that way. So he says, so when the Chachamim will consult, maybe the Chachamim hold that that's the time that people go to sleep. Who knows? So the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, Chachamim Kaman Sfiruhu. Who do the Chachamim hold like? Ikra Blazer Sfir Luhu Leimru Kra Blazer. If they fundamentally agree with Rav Blazer, so they should say, we agree like with Rav Blazer. The Gemara takes it that it should be Dashmor Rishona. Turn page. On top line on Dalam Beis, page 4b, top line 1. Okay. The Ikra Rav Gamliel Sfir Luhu. If they hold like Rav Gamliel, Leimru Kra Rav Gamliel. So the Gemara says, Li Olam Kra Rav Gamliel Sfir Luhu. So the Chachamim really hold fundamentally they agree with Rav Gamliel. So there's basically two opinions in the Mishnah then. We have Rav Blazer and Rav Gamliel. Those are the two opinions in the Mishnah. He says, Bahadaka Amriya Chatzot, the fact that they say you have to recreate Shema by Chatzot, Kidar Chikir Adam in Ha'Aveira, in order to keep a person away from the Aveira. All right, we'll see. Let me go back to the end of this Braisa, then we'll come back and we'll talk about a number of things. So he says, Kidatanya, like we learn in the Braisa, Chachamim asu siag l'divrehem, kidei shlo yehe adam ba'amen asa deba erev. I mean, a siag. The siag is like a fence, like a parapet, you know, a barrier. So a person shouldn't come from the field, but erev is a field worker and a farmer, whatever, in the evening. But omer, elech le'beiti v'ochel kama, I'll just go home, I'll eat a little bit, v'eshtek kama, I'll drink a little bit, v'ishan kama, I'll sleep a little bit, v'charkach ikra krishma v'palel. And then, after that, after I take my snooze, I'll read krishma and I'll daven. V'chotato shena, and then sleep grabs a hold of him and he's finished. And he ends up sleeping the whole night. What a person should do, a person comes from the field in the evening, he heads to shul. If he's accustomed to read psukim, he'll do that. If he can read mishnayim, he'll do that. Then he'll recite shema and daven. Then he'll have his meal in a little bench. And let me just get to the two dots. I'll come back to each line. Overall, whoever transgresses the words of the Chachamim is chayav mita, death. So the Gemara says, "Ma'ishna b'chol doch to lo katane chayav mita." We mentioned many dinim derabanan, and we don't typically mention that if you transgress the words of Chachamim, you're chayav mita. Ma'ishna hakatane chayav mita. How come here the Tana says chayav mita? He says, I could say, because here the Gemara is talking about like Shena, sleep. Sleep is a real a killer, you know, that finishes you off. So there I have to emphasize, don't do that. He says, or the Gemara is going to learn later on, there's machloket between whether Tfilas Arvis is Rishud or Chova, right, between Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua later on. So the Gemara wants to say that Tfilas Arvis is a chova here. The Gemara wants to say that Tfilas Arvis is a chova. That's what the Gemara wants to say right here. Now, so that's why he says it that way. All right, let me come back to some of the points in the Braisa. Now, we were trying to prove that the Chachamim... First, let's just refresh our recollections. Remember we learned that according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's... Reb Lezer says you have to do it... The Chachamim say you have to do it by Chatzot. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, if you don't do it by Chatzot, you're not Yotzei at all. Remember we did that according to Rabbeinu Yonah, right? That's the way Rabbeinu Yonah understands the Chachamim. And other people understand the Chachamim not that way. All right, now, so we're trying to understand the sheet of the Chachamim. So how does this Braisa support the Chachamim? In other words, right, the Chachamim say you have to read Kriyat Shema by Chatzot. And the Braisa says when you get home, you should daven. That's what the Braisa says. So how does that support the Chachamim? In other words, we're trying to bring support for the Chachamim. That's what the Siag. So, in the article they brought a number of Hezbeirim. The first idea is just to say that just like the Tan of the Braisa is concerned that a person you know should read Kriyat Shema and daven in the beginning of the evening. Similarly, we could extrapolate that a person should be concerned with Chatzot. Like that, we would go. Or another way to learn is that the reason the Chachamim were so concerned that a person should read Kriyat Shema and Daven so early, because once Chatzot happens, that's the end of the time. So there's a deadline involved. That's one way. Or he quotes here from the, he says from the Rashba that that in Achinami, this Bryce is only talking about one Zera Derabanan. The Chachamim here in the Bryce is only addressing the issue that a person shouldn't eat and then say Kriyat Shema. In other words, like there's an Easter to eat before you say Kriyat Shema. In other words, before many mitzvah, all mitzvah really, this is the problem about eating before you do a mitzvah.
That's
there. This I can't speak to. Anyway,
How does any of those arguments help with?
All right, we're going to explain. All right, 1 minute. So it means like this. So I shouldn't eat before I do the mitzvah. So just like the Chachamim are concerned that a person shouldn't eat before he does the mitzvah, so too it's logical to assume the Chachamim put in a gzeira about chatzot. That would be the way that would go. Now the issue is like this. The Rambam, how do we paskin like in this whole machloket? Well, certainly not like Reb Lezer, who holds the Lashon Rishona. Now the Gemara later on Daf Chet says Mefurash that the Gemara paskins like Rabbi Gamliel. That's what the Gemara says, that we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. But even then, it's not so pashut. Yeah, but even though it's not so pashut. The Rambam, now Rabbi Gamliel said that you could say Shema the whole night. Yeah, but the Rambam learns that you have to say Kriyat Shema by Chatzot, is what the Rambam learns. But he learns you could still do it after Chatzot. So you should say Kriyat Shema before Chatzot, but if you didn't do it by Chatzot, you'll do it after Chatzot.
So who's Mishnah Yotze?
Yes. So who's the Rambam paskening like? So that's a $64,000 question. So it's Machlokas, the Beis Yosef, and the Bach. Machlokas, the Beis Yosef, and the Bach. So the Beis Yosef takes it that the Rambam is paskening like the Chachamim. In other words, the Rambam paskening like the Chachamim. And when the Gemara said that we're paskening like Rabbi Gamliel, it just means as vis-a-vis Reb Lezer. In other words, as between Reb Lezer and Rabbi Gamliel, we're going like Rabbi Gamliel. But not that we can't hold like the Chachamim, because the Chachamim are the Yachid Rabbim. We're going to go like the Rabbim, so really passing like the Chachamim. That would be the way that would go. Now, if that's the pshat that the Rambam is taking, so clearly the Rambam is not learning like Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah learned within the sheath of the Chachamim, once Chatzot happens, I can't be Yotze the Mitzvah anymore. Now, the way the Beis Yosef takes it, is the Rambam is passing like Rabbi Gamliel. And that Rabbi Gamliel himself also understands that someone should recite Shema by Chatzot. So that, in other words, like frequently in the Gemara, when there's a machloket, like when you read all the Mefarshim, it gets narrower. So it would come out, according to that understanding, that both the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel agree you should do it by Chatzot, but then the issue could be, like you could say, like Rabbi Yonah, well, I'm Yotze afterwards. Okay, now.
He told his sons to right. Say Kriyat Shema.
Right.
Why bring that story down to not Yotze?
Wait. So, so there's different ways to learn this. There's different ways we can learn the story. So again, if we say that the halacha is like the chachamim, and the chachamim hold til chatzot, but it could be the chachamim are moda that the mitzvah continues on even after chatzot.
So then there's no machloket.
Yeah. Well, no. So it could be that the machloket is it lechachilu b'diavad. So the sons could be coming to Rabbi Gamliel and saying, you're a yachid, we know what you hold, but the rabbim are like the chachamim. Do the chachamim hold as a mitzvah even after chatzot? And he could be saying there's a mitzvah after chatzot. That could be one hesber in the conversation. Or the conversation could be, if you say the halakha is like Rabbi Gamliel l'chuli alma, so you could say the halakha is like Rabbi Gamliel, and you could say that Rabbi Gamliel also agrees that there's a mitzvah to say it before chatzot, and so they're asking, but now that it's after chatzot, well, how do you hold? And he could be saying to read it after. Now, wait, let me just do a little bit. No. The simple pshat is that you're getting the schar for Kriyat Shema. Now, let's see what the Mechaber says. So the Mechaber says, I'm reading Hrsima Reish Lamed Hei in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so the Mechaber says, L'chachila sarich l'kor Kriyat Shema miyad v'tzedek kochavim. L'chachila, you should recite Kriyat Shema at Seisa Kochavim. So if Seisa Kochavim is 7:30, you should be reciting Kriyat Shema then. That's the way the Mechaber is saying. That's the first Yisod. And that's also from this Braisa. Because the number of Farshim learn that the Braisa is saying, you do it the first moment you have. He says, Uzman ad Chatzilad. But the Zman, the Mechaber says, is Til Chatzot. Vimavar ve'echar ve'karach lo alam ha'shachar yetzai yidei chobtov. But if he recited it before dawn, he fulfills his obligation. Now, there's another shita, which is the Rush. Now the Rush holds that halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, and he holds that Rabbi Gamliel does not subscribe to the idea of katzot at all. So not like the Shulchan Aruch. So the Rush holds halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Gamliel says that there is no din in katzot, is the way it's coming out. So, and the Rush could learn the sugya also a little differently. He could say that they anyway. So he wants to say at the end that. That since there are so many shita that hold that way, he says, "V'makoma dechak." This is in the Beir Halacha in Siman Reish Lamed Hey. "V'makoma dechak yonshu malami tor lacherim kaigavna." Let's say a person, I don't know, he's busy giving shiurim. If shardi chol l'smoch al shita rosh lacher adachar chasod chimashma geng yiburim. It could be that lachachila a person could rely on that to daven mariv after chasod. In other words, I could rely on those rishonim who hold that indeed Allah is like Rabbi Gamliel, and there's no din in Chatzot. And so in a B'shas of the Chak, where I have exigent circumstances and valid reasons not to daven before Chatzot, means like I'm teaching Torah, whatever, so then it could be a reason to do it that way. Alright, now, let's just look at the top toast first, then what's wrong? What?
Yeah, what's that? What's the hierarchy of what they want you to do when you come home? They want you to prefer that you learn Mishnah, or they prefer you learn Pesukim?
Yeah, it's a good question. First, you know, there's a Hara. So this I heard from Rabbi Aryeh Lieber, who's speaking today, though I saw it in the Poskim before as well. According to the Ari, at night you're not supposed to study Pesukim from Tanakh. Night is for Torah Shabbat Al Peh. And he said this
didn't have light.
Well, it could be. Well, it could be. It's connected to that. You could say it might be connected to that, but some want to say that I don't know. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know when it was night and day? This is like at night Hashem would teach him Torah Shabbat Peh, and during the day he would learn Torah Shabbat Tav. Some want to say with Moshe Rabbeinu on the Har Sinai, but someone asked on this. Like you see in this Braisa, the Braisa says. He says, "K'deish lo yadam ba menas deba erev v'omer." If he's accustomed reading psukim, he reads psukim. So that sounds not that way, right? That you read psukim at night. But some want to say, so he, Rabbi Leibowitz mentioned the Maharsham, says it's not a raya. Because he says, this Bryce is talking about you're coming back, it's still daytime. In other words, you're coming back before nightfall. Then you go to read the psukim. And then afterwards, you could read the Mishnayot. So it could go that way. That's the way it sounds like. Okay, now, let's do the first toast, folks. And then I got to run. Now, he says, "V'kori kriyat shema palel tap tosfos mikan mashma shemishah shegiz man kriyat shema shalayla she'ein lo lechol suda shekra kriyat shema gipalel arvi." Tosfos says mashma from here. Then once his man comes, so I shouldn't be eating dinner. I shouldn't be eating anything until I daven and say kriyat shema. So this is Rabbi Simon Wolf was saying today. That you know, if a person goes to, let's say, you go to late Mariv at 9 o'clock every night, and that's part of your schedule, so then that there's an advantage to that. Not only do you get, say, Kriyat Shema Bizmana B'Toko Brachot, but you can rely on your custom that you always go to late Mariv, and you're set with that.
Until
those circumstances. Now, another way out, though, I don't think it's like the postgame are so thrilled with it, is to have somebody to remind you that about Kriyat Shema or things like that. In other words, don't forget to daven, say Kriyat Shema. Obviously, the preferable way would be to always daven before you eat the meal. Okay, now, let's take a look further in the Gemara. Okay, well, if you're doing late Meyer, you're in good shape. Okay, now the 12th line. All right, with the two dots. Everybody good? Okay, now...
All right.
Amar Mar. Kori Kriya Shema. So we said in the Bryce above that a person recites Shema and then he davens. Means Mitpala means he says Shemona Esrei. He says, Misayle the Rabbi Yochanan. That supports the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ezu Ben Olam Haba, says, Somei Hula Tfilah Shel Arvid. That's, in other words, who's a Ben Olam Haba? That's a person who is Somei Hula Tfilah by Mariv. In other words, I say Gal Yisrael, and then I daven Shemona Esrei at Mariv. So that sounds that way, because I'm going to say Shema, and then the Brachot, and then I'll daven Shemona Esrei. Rabbi Shuben Levi Omer, Tfilah Be'emsa Titnum. Shuben Levi says, no, the Tfilot are sandwiched in between the two recitations of Shema. It means, in the morning I'm going to say Shema, then daven. In the evening I'm going to daven, and then I'm going to say Kriyat Shema. You got it? So Kriyat Shema is like the sandwich. In other words, Kriyat Shema is closer to the sleep, and then sandwich in there are all the tefillot of the day.
That's where you're opening the day and you're closing the day, Rishma.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Now, this is okay. Now the Gemara says, "B'mai kimifki." What's the point of dispute between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shubin Levi? So the Gemara says, "Ibanim akrav, ibanim svara." I could say it's based on a pasuk, or I could say it's based on svara. Ibanim svara, I could say it's based on svara. Rabbi Yochanan savar gulami orta nami havi. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that even though our geula in Egypt was basically in the morning, right? That's when we left Egypt, where we were freed absolutely from servitude. But there was a little bit of a geula at night. At night, Paro comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, says, "Come, you're free. You leave the country. Goodbye." So he says, "Gula mi yorta nami havi." Ela gula manali talo havi. It wasn't the full fledged geula. Ela tzafra. So that being the case, so we're always going to have geula and then tefila, and we'll explain more in a minute. But if Shuvan Levi Savar came into Lohavi Elami Tzafra, since the Geula was only in the morning, Lohavi Geula Malyata. It wasn't like the full-fledged Geula, so the requirement of Geula being so many Geula Tfila is going to fall a little bit by the wayside. Now, let me just do the Rashi on this, then we'll come back into another point soon. Okay? So, if you look at the sixth or eighth narrow line of Rashi, it says, Somech, V'chol Shekein, the Shachrit, the, in other words, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Who's Ben Olam Abba?" And we have to explain why you're Ben Olam Abba if you're Somei Geula Tefila. But who's a Ben Olam Abba if you're Somei Geula to the Tefila of Mariv? Is what Rabbi Yochanan says. So Rashi says, "V'chol Shekein D'Shachrit D'Ikar Geula Mitzrayim D'Shachrit Hava." And certainly in the morning, it's important. He says, "Kidatimi Mo'acharat Pesach Yitzu Ben Yisrael Usmichat Geula Tefila Ramzad Davi B'Sefer Tehilim." There's a remez to being Somei Geula Tefila. You mean recite the Bracha Gal Yisrael and Davar Shemona Esrei in Tehilim. We say this on Shabbos morning, the Pesukei de Zimra. There's one parak in Tehillim Yotet that ends Hashem Tzuri Begoli, Hashem is my Redeemer. Then in Sefer Tehillim, we have the parak that we say every morning, right before Uval Tzion. He says, Yancha Hashem Yom Tzara. So you have Geula, then Hashem should answer you on a day of Tzara. V'imrina Bevrachot Yerushalmi. If a person is not Somei Geula Tefila, what is he similar to? It's like the king's beloved friend who comes to the king and knocks on the door. That's the knock. Yatza melech umetzao shiflig. The king comes, he opens the door, and the guy's not there anymore. Afhu hiflig. So the king walks away. A person should bring Hashem close to him with praises about Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus, and then Hashem feels close to him. Then at the most propitious moment, you ask what you need to do. So let's see, back in the Gemara. So, okay, now on the second white line, Rabbi Shuben Levi Savar. Came into love misafir lohavi gula malyata. Okay, v'ibay name mikra. Or else, like this is based on a pasuk, u'shnei mikra chadarshu. They both darsh in the same pasuk. Echtiv v'shoach v'chal kumecha. So it says you should recite Shema when you go to sleep and when you get up. B'yochlan savar mak yishchib l'kima. In other words, there's a hekesh, like a parallelism between the zman shchib and the zman kima. Mak kima kriya Shema b'achar k'tfila. Just like in the morning, there we have no doubts that I'm going to be Somei Geula Tefila. That's for sure. That's when the actual Geula was. Af Shchiv Enami Kriya Shema B'Achar Chag Tefila. So too, B'Shoach B'Chav Kumecha, which is what you do in the morning, you should do something similar in the evening. Rav Shuben Levi Savar, Maki Shchiv Elakima. Shuben Levi says, yeah, there's a Hekesh, but it goes the other way around. Maki Shchiv Elakima, Makima Kriya Shema Samach L'Mita To'o. Just like when you get up in the morning, so in terms of your sleeping, Kriya Shema is closest to getting out of bed. Af Shchiv Enami Kriya Shema Samach L'Mita To'o. So too in the evening, the recitation of Shema should be in the time zone closer where you're going to bed. So it means that you'll do Shema after the Shemona Esrei. Okay, now, let me do a few more lines, I'll come back. Mativ Mar Bered Ravina. So Mar, the son of Ravina, asked the following kasha. He's from the Mishnah later on. In the evening, means that Mariv, one recites two brachot. Can you see? Okay. So, then I need a clear line of view. Okay. In the evening, one recites two brachot before Shema and two brachot afterwards. V'i amri bai l'smoch. And if you're telling me, now again, Rabbi Yochanan's an Amora, and this is the Mishnah. If you're telling me this requires me some gula tefila, so now I have a whole bracha hashkivenu in between. So what happened to being some gula tefila? Halo kasama gula tefila. Dabai l'meimar hashkivenu. So Amri, they said, came to the kinu rabbanu hashkivenu kigula rift adamya. That since the Chum established it, and we'll have to explain how this is related. So it's like a long geula. Now we'll see. I hope soon. The Rabbeinu Yonah in one hesber is going to explain that Hashkivenu is related to the geula. The ilo tema hachi shachrit heisamich. So what do you do with shachrit? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan mechilu mer Hashem esvatay tiftach sofu mer yudratzon. Before Shmona Esrei you recite the pasuk Hashem esvatay tiftach. After Shmona Esrei you say yudratzon reifi. El Hakam came in the Kinu Rabban Lameimar, Hashem Svatai Tiftach, Kitfila Richta Damya. Hakanami came in the Kinu Rabban Lameimar, Shkeinu, Kigula Richta Damya. It's like Gula Richta. Okay, let me get back to some things. First, let me talk about why is it that you were Ben Olam Haba, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you're Soma Gula Tfilim. Okay, now for this, you need a little Rabbeinu Yonah, if you look in the back. If people have the Gemaras, and you should look in the back, and we have some other Gemaras also to take. Let me get this in. Now, In the Dapim of the Rif, it's on Dap Beis Amud Beis in the back. Everybody have? Gemara's right over there. All right, if you say so. Okay. So on page 4, you see where it says Ezu Ben Olam Haba in the back. Like the Rif should be in the middle. Look for the Rif and then find Rabbeinu Yonah around him. Mm-hmm. Okay. Isaac, you got it. Okay. So he says Ezu Ben Olam Haba. Says so many kula shel arvei lekula shel arvei. Okay, maybe you could show Robert where it is also. Okay. He says, Yesh Lomar. He says, Isaac, this shouldn't take so long. Okay, you got it? Okay, so Ezu Ben Olam Haba says, let's feel it, Sharvit. Yesh Lomar. So you summon Gula Tefila. Why are you Ben Olam Haba? What happened? How did you spring the whole thing? V'omer Mori Harav means these are Tamino Rabbeinu Yonah. So he's saying that my Rebbe Rabbeinu Yonah says Shtamish is Ophelus the Schar Gadol Kazeh Nishakash Baruch Shikalanu Votsianu Mizrayim Hayala Hayotinu Lulavadim. Hashem's intent was that we should be His servants, His slaves. Shinamar Kibadai Hema Shar Seti Tamir Mizrayim Uvirka Gal Yisrael Maskir Ba Chesed Shusayim Ano Borei. So we mentioned this tremendous Chesed Hashem did that He took us out of Egypt. But Tefila Hi Avoda. What's our avodah? In other words, our servitude is to daven to Hashem. So when I mention the exodus from Egypt in Gal Yisrael, and then I daven, that just like a servant who's been acquired by his master has to do his master's bidding, so when I mention that Hashem took us out of Egypt, and then I'm mitpalel to Hashem, it shows that I recognize the wonderful things He did for us, and as a result of that, now we're His avadim. So that recognition that we're avdei Hashem, you know, a halavai, everybody should have that recognition. Ba'od, on the second white line on page 4 in the back, Ba'od, Amar Morina, Kray Rachmanim Shezvei, Tamacher, Nation from Skirgulat Mitzrayim, Palel Miyad, where Shapotech by Shem Mitzvila, Kimin Shemakesh Mitzrachav, Shemishapotech by Lubakesh Mitzvachav. It shows that I mentioned the Geula and then I pray, it shows that I have complete faith in Hashem. He says, I'm going to cut through this here. In other words, at Mitzrayim, they had complete faith in Hashem because they saw the miracles He did. Means it shows that we have complete faith that Hashem will answer us. In other words, Hashem, you're everything. You did all the miracles, and that's why I'm turning to you now to help me. Okay, that's the bakasha. Okay, keep one hand or finger near you in the riff. Let's go. I got to wrap it up with the daf. Now, okay, wait, let's go back to the riff. Now another one. Yeah, that was quick. Okay, now we said, but where is it here? Yeah, so Kigula Rift Adamya. Okay, I'm going to run now. The second to last Ran on page 4. The Afakam Shri Lamar Shkivenu Kigula Rift Adamya. We said Hashkivenu. Again, the Gemara says, if I have to be so many Kigula Tfilat Mariv, Well, how can I get the bracha Hashkivenu in the middle of there? So the Ran says, "Batamshir of Sach Neshashkivenu in Haguulahu." Hashkivenu is thematically related to the Geula. Shemashasha Avar Hashem and Gofer Mitzrayim, Yumfachim Palim Borei Lekayim Devaro. In other words, when Makar B'Kor was going on, so Klal Yisrael were praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please don't let the Mashkit, the destroyer, the Malach HaMavet, come into our homes. So we were mentioning Gal Yisrael, and we're mentioning Hashkibenu, Bishwarzin of Weinu, in other words, that's similar to the tefillah that our forebears did in Mitzrayim. He's redeeming them, and we pray, you know, like Vasir Stam, Vasir Stam, Vasir, what is it? Anyway, you should take away all things that you know would harm us. Okay, now then he mentions one other thing. I'm going to just summarize this on Daf Gimel and the Daf Pei L'Raf of the Rif. So there's another Rabbeinu Yonah. He talks about the pasuk Hashem Svatai Tiftach. He says that pasuk was said by David HaMelech after he had sinned with Bathsheba, Hashem Svatai Tiftach. So he says, "Did you say that?" So okay, no. All right. So David HaMelech, that was an aveira he did b'mezid. So an aveira b'mezid, you can't bring a korban for. So, but he nevertheless was praying to Hashem that Hashem should show him like favor and grace. So we also are not able to bring korbanot b'zman hazeh. So we mentioned that pasuk before, but anyway, it also relates. Okay, let me wrap up the daf. I got to run now. Okay, let's get back to daf dal and amud beis. Okay. All right. So. Okay, I'm coming. Okay. So we're two lines above where it gets wide on Daptal Beis. It's 4B. Amar Blazar Rabina. It should be. It's a different girsa. Va'amar Reblazar Amar
Rabiyavina.
Ita Baravina. Yeah. So later on, the Gemara is going to have a different girsa. So, all right. So Amar Blazar Amar Rabiyavina. If a person recites Tila David, so we say Ashrei the Psukim, not part of the Perek, but if a person says Tila David, that's the Perek and Tilim with, you know, the whole Aleph Beis almost. So he says he can rest assured that he's Ben Olam Abba. You know, it's so strange, like, I don't know, certain things I remember. I remember when I was in Yeshiva Ketan in first grade, I remember the Rebbe coming over to me and another student and saying, like, what's so special about this parak? And it has something to do with the Aleph Beis. And I remember I said it has every letter of the Aleph Beis. And the other student said it's every letter in the order of it anyway. But anyway, so he said like this, Shu ben olam haba, my taima, ilim shem da'at Aleph Beis. So if you just say it has Aleph Beis in it, and Aleph Beis is more to explain about this. Nema Ashrei Tumi Mederech Da'akib Itzvanya Apin. So there's a Perek in Tilim, Ashrei Tumi Mederech, Tilim Perek Kuf Yatet. It's got like eight like aspects or faces, but it means each letter has got eight psukim with it. So I'll do that and double it or eight times it. Ela Mishum De'itbe Poteach Ed Yadecha. So because it has the pasuk Poteach Ed Yadecha, that Hashem, you open up your hand and you give us all sustenance, that's so chashuv, so we say it. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Nema Halal Hagado, the Tibi Inotin Lecha Mukol Basar. So there's one parak in Tilim that we say on Shabbos morning, Psukin Izimra, Halal Gadol, and that says, Notin Lecha Mukol Basar. So if that's the whole thing, then Poteach Ed Yadecha, we have other psukim we could say. El Mishum De'it Be Tartis. The Gemara says two things in it. It has Aleph Beis in it, and it also has Poteach Ed Yadecha. So Amr Yochanan, Mimila Lo Nemar Nun Ba Ashrei. So one letter is missing from the Ashrei. It's interesting that Rabbi Yochanan says Ashrei. In other words, like the Parakatum doesn't mean with Ashrei. Rabbi Yochanan refers to Ashrei. So it sounds like the Bizman of the Amorayim that they were saying Ashrei. So he says, why is there no Nun in Ashrei? Mibnei Sheyeshba Mapalatan Shosona Yisrael. Because Nun symbolizes or is related to like the destruction of Klal Yisrael. And so,
it's a Saginaw, yeah.
Right, yes. Right. So Nisum is the enemies of Israel, or it means the Jewish people. He says, Dechtiv, Naflalo Tosif Kum Betulat Yisrael. There's a Pasuk in Amos that says, like, the Jewish people have fallen, they won't get up again. So he says, B'ma'arava Metarzilo Hachi. So in the West, they explain the Pasuk this way, Naflalo Tosif Lin Polod Kum Betulat Yisrael. That you've fallen and you won't continue to fall, you should arise Betulat Yisrael. That's a nice way of twist on it, But the idea is that nun, you know, implies nefila. So I'm not from Yitzchak. Nefila hachi chazar David with samchan beruach hakodesh. Notwithstanding that, even though David HaMelech didn't have a pasuk with nun there, but he supported them in the next pasuk. Shnemar someich Hashem lechol in oflim. That Hashem supports all in oflim. So, so that's why that's it with Ashrei. Okay, now Amar Blazer bar Avina. So well, how did we have before? Yeah, that was it. So Amar Blazer bar Avina. Right. So earlier we had Amar Blazer Amar Rabbi Avina. So here's Amar Blazer bar Avina. So someone to say that's the gears above. So Amar Blazer bar Avina. Yodol Mashna Mar Michal Yoter Mashna Mar Begavriel. So it's just another memra from the same Chacham, otherwise no connection. It's greater what the Psukim described concerning the Malach Michael than what it describes concerning Gavriel. That by Michal it says that one of the Strafim, which is one of the angels, you know, flew over to me. That's a Haftorah. Who knows what Haftorah that is? Yeah, but that doesn't help me. What Haftorah? I think it's the Haftorah for Parshas Bishnat Moto Melech Uziyahu, which is the Haftorah for, I think, Yitro, right? Yeah, so I think it's the Haftorah for Yitro. I think that's where it is. Okay, so then he says, Vayafi laicham nasrafim. So, Ve'ilu gabi gavriel k'tiv, Ve'ish gavriel shara'iti b'chazon b'tchila mu'af b'yaf. So in other words, that we take it that Michal like flies one trip, that's it. One b'yaf. Gavriel is mu'af b'yaf, and he's got like two flights. It's in other words, to do his project. How do I know that when it says Echad min Asrafim, that means Michael? He says Amr Yochanan Atya Echad Echad. We'll learn the Zer Shava Echad Echad. Tiv Hakavayashi Lai Echad min Asrafim. Luchivatam Vinei Michael Echad Hasarim Arishonim Bala Azraini. Daniel says that Michael, one of the important, you know, officers in Shemayim, was coming to help me. Okay, Tana Michael Ba'achat. So Tana Tana Brisa. Michael, he does his trips with one flight. Gavriel B'shtayim. Gavriel does two flights. Eliyahu ba'arba, Eliyahu Nabi in four. Malach HaMavet b'shmona, Malach HaMavet in eight flights. It means Lechorah that he's coming to do a horrible thing, so it's like staggered. He says, U'b'shadam ha'geifa ba'achad. Shadam ha'geifa, when like the Satan is like ruling things, so it's just one flight. Okay, just a few more lines.
So the Sraphim have one task, and the task can be longer depending upon what your job is?
No, in other words, it sounds like...
They burn up, right?
Well, I don't know about that, but it sounds like that Michael, when he does his task, it's like he gets on the express train. Gavriel, he does his task, the train stops somewhere, and then he goes. And then the other ones more stops along the way. That's what it sounds like. Okay, two lines to the bottom, I got to run. Even though a person recited Kriyat Shema on Shul, is a mitzvah to repeat Shema before one goes to sleep. Amar Rabbi Yosi Maikra, what's the pasuk that supports that? Rigzu v'al tekhetau, tremble and don't sin, in Ruba b'chem l'shchem v'damusela. In Ruba b'chem, so Rashi takes it, in Ruba b'chem, you should say, like the psukim that say, Alev avecha, al mishchavchem, that it says, u'b'shach b'cha, like in Kriyat Shema. So it says, Rigzu v'al tekhetau, in Ruba b'chem l'shchavchem v'damusela, and then go to sleep. So in other words, you should say b'lavavchem u'mishavchem. Say the psukim that have alav abecha and b'shach b'cha, and then go to sleep. Amar Rav Nachman, top line on Hayam and Aleph. Im tamid chacham hu, if he's a tamid chacham, ain't tzarech. If he's ragil b'mishnato, he's ragil in his learning, he doesn't require it. Amar Abaye, yaf tamid chacham ibayle, the meimar chad psukah derachame. So Abaye says, even a tamid chacham has to say at least one pasuk of rachamim. Kigon bi'archav kiruchi patit tiashem kelamet. And the article he said today, every tamid chacham has to recite it. Okay, now
let me see. Does it matter if you say a late myriv or an early myriv when you meet?
No, you always need Kriyat Shema Lamita. We'll come more Gemara's later on. You need Kriyat Shema before you go to bed. That was Kriyat Shema Lamita is to, like, you know, protect you from the Mazikim and from other things. Okay, now, well, actually, according to Rashi, we learned Rashi Shita was to be Yotze Kriyat Shema with. Remember, Rashi and Dabbe used to be Yotze Kriyat Shema with that, but post don't hold that way. What?
So we base this whole thing on B'shach B'chaz Kumecha, B'artabam, B'shach B'chaz. They weren't like the previous phrase. So why isn't that the time for establishing when you say Shema. Why did they choose to use the word Mishnah above Kumecha?
Yeah, well, I think this is going to come up later on in the Mishnah, I think, on Dot Ted. The Gemara says, the Bishav Chav Kumecha is Bishav Shminem Shokim Shav Shnei Omdim.
So why is it Bishav Shifnim Reitacha or Lechta Vadarach?
Yeah, I think that the way Chazal understand it, remember there's a whole thing, Mishnah Kumecha, like it means that, like, you know, you should discuss the Reitor when you go in Vadarach, but then the Gemara has the whole discussion about whether you're osek in a mitzvah or not a mitzvah. In other words, the chiyuv of a kriyat shema is when you're doing your own masim, but when you're doing the chefsei Hashem, then you're patur from it. That's the way I recall the limud. Okay, I don't think I have time for anything else today. Okay, that's it. Okay, again, learning tonight again was Lilui Neshama Shmuel Aaron Ben Baruch. That's Mr. Simon Rosenblatt.